Buy stuff without a cashier watching. Do our buying habits change? Shortly after Taco Bell launched their app in 2015, they reported the average digital order was 20% higher in cost than orders made with a cashier. And a liquor store that changed to a self-service option found that sales on products with hard-to-pronounce items increased by more than 8%.
Self-checkouts, kiosks, phone apps, with so many ways to buy a product without ever having to say a word to a human, how does that change what we buy?
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think about using self-checkouts at stores or ordering from a fast food restaurant, a kiosk, instead of from a cashier? Do you find that you buy different stuff, more stuff, when checking yourself out? Maybe you're buying more junk food along the way. Do you like not having to talk to a cashier when you buy stuff? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Valerie Chandna is an assistant professor of management for the Austin E. Coffrin School of Business at UW Green Bay. She's joining us from our Green Bay studio. Valerie, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, just anecdotally, this seems like a big trend. More and more I'm seeing self-checkouts and hearing about these kiosks and restaurants. Are you seeing that from where you're sitting?
Yes, that is very true. The numbers have been going up, not as rapidly as was once predicted that, you know, you'd see them everywhere. We just stopped seeing cashiers completely. So it isn't that rapid a growth, but you are seeing them in more and more businesses that you wouldn't expect it at. So yes, there is definitely an upward trend there.
If I'm a store owner, what's in it for me? Is it just that I can pay the robot less than I pay my employee?
You can definitely pay the robot less than your employee. It comes down to cents as compared to dollars. So there is definitely that difference there. And like you mentioned, there's definitely been research that says that the consumption levels increase. The amount spent by people goes up per receipt. You also see them buy unusual items that they may not have otherwise. You'll also see people come to your store that otherwise may not have. So say I have the Walmart pickup grocery app. I was just speaking to someone about that. So instead of going to a store I usually did, Walmart has this cool app that allows me to order stuff and pick it up there. Now I'll go back to Walmart, who I hadn't seen, you know, in 4 years. I'd never gone there. So there is a shift in which stores I might go to or which businesses I might frequent as well.
So there's some weird consumer psychology going on here if I'm buying more stuff or weirder stuff without what? The judgmental eye of the cashier casting, you know, aspersions on me?
Yep, that's exactly what it is, because no one's looking at what I'm buying. Somehow I forget that they're still packaging it for me. But yeah, there is part of that where, well, and the other thing that actually happens is that the machine always remembers to upsell, right? So if it's a cashier, I might not feel comfortable, or I may forget to say, oh, do you also want, you know, X, Y, and Z item to go with that? But if it's the machine will remember to prompt you to buy, in fact, three other items. Like, I don't think I've ever ordered pizza without being reminded about dessert and like 10 different sides. So, you know, they're throwing the temptation towards your way very frequently through those kiosks and apps.
How much of this is happening because a store or restaurant isn't just competing with other stores and restaurants, they're competing with online options, in particular for stores with Amazon?
I think some of it is that they don't want to be left behind. So they are trying to make that trend where, yes, everyone is used to using their screens, looking at their screens and ordering. So, yes, we don't want to be left behind. And I think the restaurants, to some extent, that was the idea behind it, that there wasn't as much purpose to it initially. You could just pay your check. That was all you could do. But now it's like, okay, people like playing on the screen until the server gets there. They can order their drinks ahead of time. Since people are used to the screens and are used to the online sort of component, businesses feel compelled to introduce it to their stores as well.
Well, I want to take this into a point of where there's been some friction, the grocery store self-checkout and the famous unauthorized item in bagging area sort of thing. A lot of customers, I'll speak for myself, I am very annoyed when I've been through this experience. I'll avoid it as much as I possibly can.
And that is true. I think different industries lend themselves to having the self-service be more popular versus others. So I definitely agree. I'm completely with you with the grocery store thing. I really don't feel I need to do this work. I've already worked hard at picking out the groceries. But at that point, now I need someone to check me out.
Well, I was looking back at some grocery history, and once upon a time, you went into a store, you told the attendant what you wanted, they went and gathered it for you, and it was this really newfangled invention that the customer walked around and did that labor. So we get used to this stuff after a while, I guess.
Oh my gosh, and I guess in a few years we'll be saying, oh, self-service, remember when we had to go to a cashier to get ourselves checked out? I remember those days. But yeah, and the other industry I think that's, you know, you don't enjoy the self-service as much in is the airline industry. You know, you have to go there, you have to check yourself in, you still have to go drop off the bags. So I don't see they're saving a lot of money, but I think the work increases for the customer in airlines and groceries. It's a lot more work for the customer.
I want to bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. Eric is with us in Madison. Eric, hi. What do you think?
Hey, you know, actually, I go out of my way to go to a cashier. I you know, one of the things that bothers me is the more self-check stations I see, the fewer workers that I actually see. And, you know, I mean, I guess my point is I think there's an opportunity to employ folks, you know, in the grocery stores, but by automating a lot of the checkout services, you know, those are jobs that people could actually use.
Eric, thanks a lot for the call. Can you talk about how this affects employment, Valerie? Because, yeah, there's one cashier and a bagger working in a checkout aisle. Self-check, there's one cashier attending to four of those often.
Yes, and that's really true. I mean, a lot of companies, you know, they're making it sound like it's for our convenience, but really it's to reduce costs and employ less people. And that is something I think raises an ethical question where companies need to think about, yes, of course, legally, there's no restriction on me putting in kiosks and things like that, but I should think about this more ethically. Am I reducing, you know, potential employment for people? So there's definitely that issue for sure.
Eric, thanks for that call. We're talking to Valerie Chandna from UW Green Bay, talking about how self-checkout aisles are changing consumer behavior. And speaking of ethical issues, Valerie, some research seems to suggest that if we check ourselves out, we're maybe more likely to steal stuff. And you know, maybe we could play it off. People say, oh, I just accidentally, I thought I scanned it.
I know. I think we throw too much temptation in the way of people saying, well, you know, they start feeling like, oh, I'm putting in all this effort. If I took one item, who cares? Or, oh, it's this huge, you know, conglomerate or faceless entity I'm stealing from, because you're not interacting with a human person. It's the annoying machine, for example, that's telling you there's an unidentified item in the bagging area. So now you're mad at the machine and, you know, there's so many reasons that you don't feel as guilty about the shoplifting. Let's put it that way.
Well, now let's look at the future a little bit. People are developing technology, Amazon again, and others, where you walk into a store, you just pick stuff up, put it in a bag, put it in your pockets. It scans it on the way out. It may scan your credit card or your face is something it might scan in the future and just charges you as you walk out the door.
Yes, those are the Amazon Go stores. Sorry about that. And yes, you're completely right. They've got, you know, endless cameras focused in the store. They've got a lot of different kind of machines and scanners. I believe there's some sort of RFID and infrared technologies also involved in that. So as you walk the store, it's basically keeping track of your items. The carts you use also have some weight and other identifying sensors on it. So they're able to keep track of everything you're shopping. And Amazon, I think after the launch, said that it does not err on the side of overcharging. The only thing that might happen is undercharging. So they might forget to bill you for an item, but you'd never be overcharged. So I found that was pretty interesting. And there are a lot of other businesses trying to get a hold of this technology as well.
Let's bring on another caller now. Nancy is with us in Madison. Nancy, hi, what do you think about this?
Well, I want no part of self-checking out. Since I'm 84 years old, I want the relationships. I want to interact with people. And it's interesting when you do at cash registers, if you're working with a young person, many times they don't know how to talk and interact. But the older people do, who are working those positions, and there is interaction. I myself am opposed to any of this self-checking.
Nancy, thanks a lot for that call. And Valerie, yeah, we're really inventing a society where we don't need to interact with people very much. This is taking out some of the few interactions we might have on a daily basis.
I completely agree. I mean, the human interaction component is very much reduced with all of these things. The example that you were talking about just now, the Amazon Go stores, you literally don't have to interact with anyone, which becomes pretty fascinating as a phenomenon. I mean, you don't need to like the phenomenon, of course, but it's just interesting that this can happen. But yes, definitely, there are a lot of purchasers who make that extra effort to, you know, want to go talk to a cashier. They'll ask for help in stores because it's more fun that way. You know, it's a social experience.
Thanks a lot for that call, Nancy. Of course, a lot of people, more and more people, are not even leaving their house to do their shopping now, with buying on mainly Amazon and other websites. Does it really matter what's happening in stores if we're just moving to this digital buy it at home anyway future?
I think that's interesting. I was just thinking about myself, whereas I do a lot of my shopping online, to be honest. And I enjoy that component because it gives me the flexibility of doing research, comparing prices, knowing that I'm finding, you know, the best possible deal. It's coming to me in the most efficient manner. Sometimes there are components of it where, you know, the weather is a certain way and you're like, well, shopping online is just easier, especially for us in Wisconsin. And I lived in Texas, so a few years ago in the summer, I did not want to get out of my house. So I was just happy that the packages magically appeared. So yes, I agree. That is interesting that the stores, they're kind of trying to keep up with what's happening anyway. They know people are shopping online. People love the convenience. Large populations of people love the convenience. So they're trying to just stay in the game, I think.
I've seen another case that, hey, maybe the retail strategy to compete with Amazon is to make your store, and this maybe only fits certain types of boutique stores, I don't know, but to make your store an experience. It is a cool thing to go out and leave your house and do. It seems like if we're moving away from cashiers, going to these automatic checkouts, we're not really trying to do that. We're just trying to get people in and out as fast as possible.
Right. And I think what you're saying is very interesting, because going to the stores being an experience, some stores are trying to make it an Instagrammable moment. Like their walls that are well painted, their chairs that are cool looking. So you want to Instagram it. So you can only do that, you know, if you're in the store. So that's how they're attracting you. I think that the major switch with the cashless or the kiosks needs to be looked at and said, does this work in my industry or not? And I think some businesses will have to rethink it eventually.
Do you expect to see, it may be industry by industry, but do you expect to see more cashierless, interactionless experiences in our shopping in the coming years?
I think it is definitely going to go up unless there is some major change or switch that sort of where businesses are also having to pay a sort of a tax on utilizing this whenever they, you know, let go of human employment. If there is sort of that, you know, additional fee or charge at automation, that might make them think twice. But other than that, I do not see this trend going down.
Valerie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That was Valerie Chandna, Assistant Professor of Management at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. She joined us to talk about how self-checkout lanes and restaurant kiosks are affecting consumer behavior.